Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hello, my sweetie darlings, and welcome to Cuddle Club. It's a podcast about cuddling, but really, it's about relationships. I speak to someone every week and ask them stupid questions. Come on in. This week, we're joined by, well, I guess his biggest claim to fame is he lives with me. It's my flatmate and friend, Luke McQueen. He is my flatmate and one of my best friends, but his best friends are Chris and Carl. You might know him from, well, he's done loads of stuff like the comedy lectures on Dave. Check that out if you haven't already. He did the BBC pilots, which were three of his own different shows. And the Luke of Love is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Anyway, you don't have to listen to me talking about him. Listen to me talking to him. Well, well, well. The guest who is in my front room as I'm in the bedroom, it's none other than friend and flatmate Luke McQueen. I'll clap you in.
Disgusting. How many, what episode number is this?
Well, it's series four.
Series four.
Yeah.
I'm literally in the next bedroom.
Shall I remind you why you haven't been on sooner?
Remind me of the people that you've had on before me, instead of me.
We haven't got time to go through all those names.
All those days where you say, oh, I'm a bit busy today. What are you doing? Recording Cuddle Club. And I'm just sitting there with nothing to do.
No. It's because you told me doing Cuddle Club was a stupid idea. Yep. It will never work. And it's an absolute load of tosh. That's what you said to me.
Well, I was right about two of them things. Don't ask me how it's working.
And you also said, I asked you to come on it much earlier and you said, oh, give me shrimp or something like that.
It is a crap idea, I've not listened to it. So that's, you know, I don't know how it worked. I've not listened to any of it.
But right.
I have had a look at the list. I've looked at the list of the people that you've got on this podcast and I'm like, how has she phoned them people up and said, do you want to come on a podcast about cuddling? And people are like, Richard Osman, he's a professional person, Lou. He's a grown man, Alan Davis.
Yeah, well, it was hard to get Alan on, actually. It was hard to get him on. But yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, there's someone called Chi. I don't know who that is, but I can imagine Chi's into the whole cuddling thing. I do that.
It is embarrassing.
I speak very highly of her.
It is embarrassing asking someone to go on your podcast about cuddling.
Well, don't stop doing it then. I've told you.
I like it. It's just about, you'll see, it's actually fun. You haven't listened to it, so you can't judge. Right, are you ready for your quick fire round?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't judge it if I'd listened to it. That'd be genuinely rude.
I wouldn't put it past you though, would you?
Yeah, I would. I'm a very polite boy.
A lovely young man. Well, we've been arguing a bit, haven't we? We should say we live together, we're flatmates, and we've been arguing a bit because I got a feng shui consultant round and I'm trying to get you to move your bed for your own good benefit, aren't I?
Yeah. It's nonsense. I don't mind all the mumbo jumbo. You know, if you're into it, it's fine. But you can't just bring people into the house and then have them tell me to put my bed where the heater is.
Well, I'd take the radio off the wall. That's what I'm prepared to do for you to have a lucky year. Well, anyway, if you find a glass of salt water and six lucky coins in your room, don't be surprised.
I can't breathe for crystals.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Are you ready for your quick fire round?
Quick fire round. Okay. So that's the first bit. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and take it seriously.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, so just got to answer quickly, okay?
Mm.
Number one, would you snitch on your best friend to avoid spending a year in prison?
No. God, no.
Your best friend is a nonce.
Well, I don't know how you found that out, but you didn't hear it from me. I can tell you that much. You didn't hear it from me.
Quick fire number two, how often do you wash your towel?
I've probably
got the inside track on this.
Yeah, how often do you think I wash my towel?
I don't know. Well, you tell me. Sometimes I wash your towel, but...
Do you? Well, there is a pink one in the bathroom at the minute, which suggests that I've got through quite a few towels because I'm now using yours. Not that I wouldn't buy a pink towel, but just that you happen to have... You own the pink towels. Yeah. I don't like to wash them too much, actually.
Not good for the environment.
Yeah, not good for the environment. I probably get... I'm going to be honest and say I probably get through about five days.
Oh, so that's quite a lot.
Washes. Do you think that's too often?
What do you mean? You wash your towel every 5 days?
No, I don't necessarily wash it every 5 days, but I change it every 5 days. That's
every five washes?
Yeah,
you're washing exactly, five. You've five baths and in it goes.
Yeah, I think so.
You're a bath boy?
I have a bath, yeah. After I play football, I have a lovely long bath. You know this. This is stupid.
You're a lovely bath.
We can't move into insanity. I'm not going to have a mad conversation with you, Lou.
Okay. Quick fire number three, last one. Try and enjoy it. How many times have you been to therapy?
Never.
Conversion therapy.
Yeah. I'm giving up. I've tried the conversion therapy, but I just, you know, I'm straight, and that's how I'm going to stay. Unfortunately, I've given it a good go.
Oh, that's a shame. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Touching. You into it generally, if so, how so?
Touching? What are you talking about?
That's the first question.
Is this the quick fire round still?
No. We've moved into the long form. Yeah, this is the podcast. Touching. Are you into it? And if so, how so?
What are you talking about, Louise?
You know, some people like to touch, you know?
What do you mean, touch what?
It's for you to discuss, interpret it, have fun with it. You know, let us know. Are you into touching? You're a bath boy. Are you into touching? What you like touching?
All right. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, of course I touch some things. I don't just walk around with mittens on my hands, do I? I touch things sometimes. I got to touch the crumpets to pull them out of the toaster. What are you talking about?
You're not a touchy boy. You're not a touchy-feely boy.
You're talking about touching other people?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I don't mind it, yeah. I don't mind it. What are you talking about? You're a bit grabby. I'm not grabby. I think I'm more inclined to touch someone if I think they don't want me to. Like, if someone really wants me, like, you kind of like all that, so I sort of avoid it with you.
No, I don't go to you for any physical. Adam Hess strokes my hair. Brett Goldstein will hug me till the cows come home. Yeah, I've learnt with you, I don't give you a hug. You're like a little bit of cardboard. You know, I mean, imagine when my parents die, you'll pat me on the back and that'll be enough, I think.
Yeah,
you go to different friends for different things, and that's okay, I think. Yeah, actually, we've had people on the podcast before that say, like, they are huggy with some friends and not with others. Like, Alex Horn said him and Tim Key never hug. And
really?
With other people, yeah, and with other people they do. They're just like, it's weird, isn't it? I guess if you start that, if you just start that way, then you just, it feels weird if you do.
Yeah, and I think height as well. If someone stood next to me, and they're a certain height, I don't mind draping an arm around their shoulder.
Oh, a little one. One of the little ones.
A little one.
Yeah, one of the little ones is quite nice,
yes,
isn't it? Yeah.
Pop a little one in my arms, yeah.
I saw you cuddling a baby and the baby cried its eyes out, didn't it, when it came to you?
Yeah, well, eventually they do. You've got to cuddle the babies, haven't you?
It's quite nice.
I do panic when I cuddle babies, though.
Well, I saw what happened.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone what your first word was when you were a baby?
It was shut up.
First word out the gate, shut up.
Yeah, I'd obviously heard it a lot, so then I said it.
Shut up. That's quite sweet. First cuddle you remember, if you can?
Well, obviously I don't. Who remembers the first cuddle? Well, I was probably a baby, wasn't
people.
I?
Loads of people.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah, but not the first cuddle, but first cuddle you remember.
Right. Well, I don't really remember. I have a memory of my mum's friends coming round and saying, oh, God, he doesn't like being cuddled, does he? And I think that was probably because, you know, they just wanted a hug all the time. My mum's like, Sally's chasing me around the kitchen, laughing. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't want to cuddle, so stop trying to cuddle me. So I think probably someone like Sally grabbing hold of me and she's, you know, wearing big necklaces and knocking me in the ear hole.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
And then when you moved into that Edinburgh flat one year, you were chasing that boy around the kitchen, weren't you?
To be fair, I did. I mean, this is probably the sort of thing that could get me in trouble, but I lived with, I do definitely have a thing with certain people. Harry Deansworth is one of them. Joe Bohr I used to do it with a lot as well, actually.
Mm.
And Josh Rinkoff. And I think actually the link is there. Josh Clank, sorry. Mm. The link there is hairy Jewish men. I've only just realised that. But when I see a hairy Jewish man, I want to chase them and I want to touch them. And I quite like doing it with no clothes on.
You know
Harry,
what you like.
Harry was probably the funniest. He I mean, it was just funny seeing someone run away from you.
So you so you're as naked as possible, and then you're just chasing around, sort of screaming, sort of in a room, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't do that, really, should you? But they're my friends.
Yeah, you know, they're not saying no, are they?
Well, Harry was saying no quite a lot,
actually. Yeah, but once people have met Harry, they're sort of like, yeah, okay, yeah. I'll get it.
And I think it's the way you say no. So yeah, I do. Yeah. I suppose I like. If people don't want to be hugged, I like doing it. But if they want to be hugged, I sort of think, oh no, it's annoying. Like Sally, like Sally chasing me around. That's why I didn't want to hug her.
Oh, bloody Sally.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Okay, this is a touch quiz. Okay, so it's just a quiz on who I'm thinking about touching right now.
So you're, okay.
You can
ask
five questions.
You're thinking about someone.
I'm thinking about touching someone right now and you can ask five questions to get there.
Okay, this is the first point in this recording that I thought, okay, this isn't bad actually.
Right, do you want to be Cuddle Club consultant? You can help me think of the new question.
Okay, if I'm Cuddle Club consultant, I'd say, let's get back to the glory days. Ask them why their arsehole stinks. That's when things wasn't embarrassing. Phone up Alan Davis and ask him why his arsehole stinks.
Okay, so five questions you've got. You have to think about who I'm touching right now.
Okay, this is great. So I've got to ask you five questions. Okay, are you a male?
No.
Ooh.
Surprise.
That is a surprise. Are you a celebrity? Obviously. No. Why did I ask that? Are you not?
No.
Oh, fine then. So are you someone that I know?
Yeah.
Are you a comedian?
No. Oh. Hang on, how many questions is that? Like three?
That's four.
Is that three? Four. One more question.
Are you like a real person?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've messed this up. It could be anybody.
You have a guess. You know me. Have a guess.
I think you're Mrs. McGrath. Annie McGrath's mum.
Mary McGrath.
You're Mary McGrath.
No, I'm not Mary McGrath.
You're touching
I'm your mum's friend. No, I'm your mum's friend Sally.
Oh, you're Sally. Oh, Sally. Of course. Well, the thing is, dear, that was impossible for me to get correct, because I was, of course, referring to the very famous Sally Gunnell. So that's why I didn't guess her.
Oh, okay.
My mum's good friend, Sally Gunnell.
Ah, yeah. So I got it wrong. She was famous. Yeah, okay. Point back to you.
No, well done. That was very good.
Thank you. Nice game. Do you want to be Cuddle Club consultant? You can think of, just fun rounds, basically.
Nope.
If you like. Okay, thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, well, now she's asking.
Any good stories about being chatted up? Or I dare say, chatting someone up.
Any good stories about chatting someone up?
Or being chatted up?
I normally chat someone up over sort of a 5-year period. Just sort of just pretend we're friends for ages.
Right. Well, watch out, Joe Bohr. That's what I'll say.
I don't do a lot of chatting up, because I think, women can be cruel. The amount of times I've gone to talk to a girl and she's just looked at me like I'm a spot at the end of her nose.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Wow. You must have like a little. I thought you'd be quite good at that, going over and just,
Do you know what? I did one the other day that wasn't too bad. There was a girl behind me in a bar, and she said to the barman, she said something about a potato. Like she only eats potatoes these days. And I'd seen her when she walked in, I thought she looked quite fit. And I thought, this is my inn. And I turned around and went, I know a place that does the best potatoes. And we were in. And then we had a good old chat about potatoes.
What place does good potato? What their thing is, potatoes.
Yeah, obviously there wasn't a place. We both knew there wasn't a place. I just wanted to talk to her.
Oh, that's good.
A place that does the best potatoes. And at the end of the night, I said, let me get your number. I'll take you for potato. Again, we know there's no potato.
Yeah. But that's lovely. But I thought you were going to say that you were going in with...
Oh, here we go.
She's talking to the barman, yeah, and you like potatoes. And you were sort of edging over to her and they went, potatoes, very grounding. That won't make sense to anyone.
That's a little catchphrase we do around the house.
Yeah. But if we have a potato, what do we say, dear?
Oh, they're very grounding, aren't they,
very
dear?
Very grounding, yes.
Oh, very grounded after all them potatoes. No, I find chatting someone up largely humiliating. But,
I really want to say something on here, but we can't say it because you told me this in private, and I really want to say it, but I won't because I'm very discreet.
Oh God!
It's to do it's to do with.
Oh God!
You know when someone asks you what you're into?
Oh yeah. We could maybe talk about that. Well, I find. I find it stressful especially with a new girl or whatever, and you get into a conversation, she's like, what are you into? And I just find it so stressful because everybody's into different things. A girl says to me the other day that she thought it was selfish if someone doesn't have a sex drawer. Like, in my head, how can it be selfish not to have a sex drawer? That's mad. But it's different. So I didn't want to come across as I didn't want to be honest with this person.
Last thing you want to do is be honest because
we have a lot of mutual friends, and but I also didn't want to seem like a square. So I said I was into food, and I've never had sex with food before. It doesn't interest me. In actual fact, I'm probably sort of against the idea of it. I couldn't really be doing with all the mess. But I panicked.
Yeah.
And just said it.
I'm into the yogurt stuff. And then it was
I think basically. Whenever I'm talking to, whenever I'm flirting with girls, I just talk about food, basically.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will, it's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Right, we've got two cards from Alain de Botton now. And it's, oh, yeah. I think you're on this jingle, actually, because one of the jingles you're on keys with.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then I say, that's Luke on keys. Do you remember when you had a piano habit?
I know, I do need to get back into it. It's because I'm not very good at it.
Well, I thought you were lovely playing that John Lennon song.
Yeah. That was the high point.
Something to think about, anyway. There's two questions here from Alain de Botton, okay?
Yeah.
They're just the ones that fell on the floor and the cleaner picked up. So,
oh, really?
They're just two that were in my room because they should be in the pack. But yeah. Okay. What would you wish to change about your appearance?
Oh, well, probably. I think this is mad, but I do think my nose is growing. I think it's still growing. And I've not got a small nose, but recently I've noticed the end of it seems to be expanding.
Didn't you speak to your sister recently? I heard you on the phone sort of shouting that your ears and nose never stop growing or something.
I said, when do our noses stop growing? She's a bit older than me. And she said, they don't stop growing, your nose and the ears. And I did sort of know that, but I've seen a bit of a drastic change recently. So maybe that. But then I suppose I'm doing, I'm trying to work out quite a lot at the minute and it's awful, isn't it? And it's just boring and hard. So I suppose it'd be easier just to sort of not have to do that and just have a good body.
Yeah, lovely big frame. Why not? Hang on the other question, do you want to tell people about what happened in Nodge's coffee shop?
Yes, I did. I did chat someone up recently. I was in our local coffee shop and Nodge, the guy that works, the guy that owns the place.
John Backwards, isn't it?
John Backwards. This girl walked in.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
Hey, what were you going to say?
We said to him, why called Nodge then? He said, well, it's John Backwards, isn't it? As if it was the stupid question in the world. Yes, carry on.
So I'm in the coffee shop and this girl walks in and Nodge says to me, she's looking for someone to roller skate with. And she was really fun. She was talking about swimming pools weirdly and roller skating. And I said, and obviously I mentioned you. I said, well, my flatmate is like obsessed with roller skating. And she's always looking for people to go roller skating with.
Nodge told you.
But yeah. Obviously I'm speaking to her about it as well. And I did think, she looked, I was like, oh, this girl looks really fit. And I didn't really know because she's like wearing a mask and stuff. But, and we're having a nice chat. And then we went outside and I said, well, I'll take your number. And then if you want to go roller skating with my flatmate, Lou, I can get to call you or something. It's really seedy, actually.
About that. Yeah.
But I got a number and then she took her mask off and she was a teenager.
Awful. It's so awful.
You can't
that's
tell
not your
in
fault.
Those things. It's not my
that's
fault,
not
but
your fault.
I looked at her and I was like, oh my God. And then to be fair, I walked away and immediately deleted her number and just prayed that her dad didn't find out.
Yeah. Well, inappropriate on many levels. Offering me to go roller skating with a child, this sort of thing.
I mean, I've tried that a few times now, just sort of gone up to girls and said, oh, my flatmate roller skates if you want.
me with 12 sluts going roller skating. I'm joking. When I call women a slut, it is a post-ironic feminism move. Okay.
Yes.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
You like films. I know that.
Yeah.
Best on-screen cuddle.
Anaconda.
I think you have to elaborate.
Giant, deadly snake just running around, just squeezing people to death, crushing their bones.
Oh, lovely. Is that it? Best on-screen cuddles.
Well, how's that not good to watch at the cinema? A massive snake wrapping itself around people, dead.
Well, a lot of people go for the sort of emotional ones, like...
is that not emotional? Dying? Imagine if you're watching that. You're watching your loved one getting crushed by a snake and you're not getting emotional. You're sick in the head.
And that's the best on-screen cuddle, yeah?
Well, name one better than that. Angelina Jolie's dad's in it. And crushed to death. His eyes popping out. And that's it. And then the snake eats it whole, eats them whole.
Mm. Okay, well, we've not had that one before, at least. So that's something, isn't it? Best, worst, or weirdest cuddle you've had?
I've actually got a genuine answer for this one.
Love to hear it.
Because my hero is Ian Wright. Like, I just, you know, I love him. And particularly when I was a kid, you know, I was perfect age, really. You always idolise footballers if you're into it. And he was just the best. And he continues to be the best. But I was probably about 12 and I was in the players' lounge. So my dad knew Andy Dibble, who was a goalkeeper for Rangers. And Arsenal playing Rangers in the testimonial. So we went to the players' lounge, weirdly. And Ian Wright was there, so I wanted to get a picture with him. My brother was with us. My brother doesn't really like football that much. Like, he does. He was much better than me at football. He does like it, but I was obsessed with it. And, you know, it just, like, I cried when Ian Wright left Arsenal. I loved him so much. Mm. But there's a picture with me and my brother and Ian Wright. Ian Wright's got his arm around my brother, but in his other arm, he was holding a pint. And also he had a t-shirt under his arm. So he couldn't hold me. No. So the moment I met Ian Wright as a little boy, meeting my hero, I had to just stand there next to him whilst he cuddled my brother. And rather than cuddling me, he was holding a pint. So that's probably the best and worst in a way, because it was great to have a picture of Ian Wright. But
and your brother didn't even care.
My brother doesn't mind that much, you know.
I think you'll meet Ian Wright again, you know.
I don't know if I could. It'd be too stressful.
Really?
Yeah, it's too when you love someone like a hero like that. I mean, actually, I probably could, because he'd probably just be really nice. I'm sure he'd be really nice. But, you know, would we click? I don't know. Probably not.
Never meet your heroes, isn't it? Well, it leads me on to the next question. Who would you like most to hug, alive, dead, human or other? And that's the last one.
Probably another one of my heroes, Elvis Presley.
Oh, yes. You love him, don't you, dear? Oh,
I love Elvis. you know, I think because it's, you know, it's the king, it's Elvis, he's an icon. It'd probably be in his big jumpsuit. It'd just be nice to sort of really snuggle up there. And also, if he still looked the same way he did at the end of his life, then he'd, you know, have a big old pair of tits to squeeze into as well.
Something for everyone, dear.
Something for everyone there.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and, hello?
Well, this is the last part of the podcast where we hug each other and we score out of 10.
Oh, this is it's so creepy, that. Yeah. It's almost like this whole podcast is just a
you're not the first to say that.
Well, there's a reason people are saying it. You're a pervert. You are a pig.
But the good news is, even though you're in the other room, I'm not coming through to hug you. I'm going to do it remotely. Okay.
All right, yeah. Keep your snout out.
So just close your eyes. You don't really believe in energy, do you? But close your eyes. And then,
I do believe in energy. I just don't want the feng shui lady telling me to move my bed in front of the heater. It's nonsense.
Well, you can do some of the other things. Anyways, I've got a list for you. Right, close your eyes. Okay, now pretend I'm someone else. And then
okay.
Pretend I'm a little angel. No, a little angel. It's more holy.
I wanted and to be an angel, but the problem is it's Sally. It's Sally again. She's here. Oh, Sally, just leave me alone.
Jingle jangle. Right, I'm coming in. I'm holding you tight, and it's Sally Gunnell, but she hasn't shut herself. There we go. And then I just move out. And that was quite lovely, actually.
Right.
The only hug you'll be getting from me is an energetic hug, okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Right, now you come in and you hug me, okay.
All right.
A nice firm one, like a police officer giving me good news.
I'm genuinely stumped at this point.
Yeah, okay.
Can I say, actually, this podcast, just before this bit, genuinely in my head, I was thinking, do you know what? This is all right, actually, this podcast. I could sort of get it. Yeah. And then you've done this, and it's just, what's she on about?
Well, yeah, because, yeah, well, I was uncomfortable with this bit as well, but Ben wants to keep it in as a format point, and he said it makes people feel a bit warm at the end, so.
Ben, yeah, like, don't listen to Ben. This is what, like, right. After we did Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty, I gave Ben plenty of ideas of other podcasts that we can do.
Yeah.
Searching for Sugar Man again, that was one of my ideas, because no one's heard from him since the documentary come out. He said, no, I don't think that's a very good idea. And now he's doing a podcast about cuddling. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, you've been a wonderful guest. do you know what? I'm going to canvass opinions from the listeners. And please tweet me or Instagram message me. I don't see the Instagram messages as much, actually, so maybe tweet. And see whether you want the cuddling at the end as a format point or really just to wrap it up and let me know.
Right. Do you want a cup of tea?
Yes, please.
Oh, you're a Morty girl.
That's another one of our catchphrases. It's been lovely to speak to you, and I'll see you in a minute. Okay.
Bye.
So I think the main message, if you take anything away from this podcast, is that potatoes are very grounding. Luke McQueen is not online because he's very pure. He has got a website, MrLukeMcQueen.com, but he's not on Twitter or Instagram. Yeah, check out all the stuff he's done. I think it's all on his website. And, you know, you can, if you're desperate to follow more people online, of course, you can always look up at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. It really is as simple as that. So I just really want to wrap this up and say goodbye and say remember to CC everybody, and if CC stands for Cuddle Club. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.